Wow. As top financial advisors, aspiring to be the best in our community, or maybe in the world, there's only two things that you need to do exceptionally well. Very first is you've got to nail a world-class client experience where you get the results that your affluent clients want. That's number one. Number two, you've got to have the systems in place to attract that steady stream of pre-qualified and pre-endorsed affluent clients, the right clients for your practice. Those are the two things that you need to do exceptionally well. Well, in today's weekly video, I want to share with you that client experience, the very first meeting, which we call the discovery meeting, how you can wow your clients and just really get to the point where they're almost, I won't be too far, but almost begging to work with you. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide. Stay tuned. You do not want to miss this.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
Okay. I promise you a short video that's going to show you this week exactly how you can get the affluent, really, you know, those right affluent clients that you want to work with to engage you. And let me walk you through what we call the discovery meeting. This is the first meeting, and this is a very important meeting because so many of us as financial advisors, I know when I started in my career as a financial advisor, sometimes it feels like 100 years ago, what happened was I felt that I had to tell people how great I was and you know, all the degrees and this and that and so on. What do they want? They want to know that you can help them. To help them be successful, you have to get them. You have to understand them. Once you understand them, you can make a huge difference. So I want you, if you're doing any of this pitching of how great you are relative to the other financial advisors, stop it. You want to have quiet confidence that you are going to help them. Or in this case, the very first meeting, you're going to explore whether you're the right one to help them achieve all that's important to them. And that's why we call this meeting the discovery meeting. Now, in this video, what I'd like to do is walk you through the 10 steps of the discovery meeting. And these 10 steps are really powerful steps because we've been doing it with our coaching clients now. Actually, I did it during my time as a financial advisor later in my career. I didn't get it, you know, to the point where I understood it in the beginning. But once I incorporated this, my two partners and I built a $2 billion RIA business. We were the largest advisor at Schwab prior to selling it in 1998. And then I worked in the sports and entertainment side as CEO of the company that acquired us in the U.S. And just this works unbelievably well. And since the end of 2000, I've been working with top financial advisors like yourself, and we've gotten market feedback and we've really refined it. I mean, this is what I wish I had had when I was a financial advisor, these 10 steps. And imagine now the very first meeting, you have a prospective client, you know, in subsequent weekly videos, I'm gonna walk you through, you know, some of the marketing. How do you create that steady stream of affluent clients coming to you? But today it's all about nailing the client experience. And the first meeting is so critical. So when we look at the 10 steps, let me start out right away. The very first step that you need to do is you need to greet the prospective client by name using a formal greeting. And this is really something that I want you to consider. I'm in Silicon Valley. You know, I don't have a tie. You'd be in trouble wearing a tie here in Silicon Valley. If you're in Boston, you better have a tie, suit, the whole thing. If you're in London, you know, New York, depending on your community, you want to dress appropriately. However, you want to start formal. And one of the mistakes I see over and over again is we greet them right away with this concept that, geez, I'm excited to meet you, you know, thank you for coming. You know, again, that quiet confidence, we're there to serve them and to explore whether we're the right one. So the first step is to go ahead and greet them by name. Second, what we want to do is we want to acknowledge that we're getting together to explore working together. We're going to take a look at where they are now, where they want to go, what are the gaps, and then look at their current providers to see whether they're doing a good job. And if they are, we're going to go ahead and leave, you know, recommend they stay there. And if not, we're going to explore whether we're the right way to make the impact they want. And this is so critical. So we want to acknowledge that they're there. We're going to make, you know, we're going to really explore this. And then want to get clear on the ideal outcome of the meeting and how we're going to conduct it. And that's that framing that I'm talking about. You know, think of it. This is, yeah, we'll take a look at today, where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps, whether your current provider is doing a good job. And if they are, we're going to tell you to stay there. And I mean, that's very disarming, and it, hopefully it's true on your part, because if they're being well served, leave them there. There's plenty. There's over 5 million households with over $1 million of liquid financial assets in the U.S., and they're everywhere around the world. You know, there's so much wealth being created. We don't need that many clients. We want to have the right clients, and they're being well served, recommend they stay. Almost always, though, there's going to be some value you can add. So you're going to examine whether a current provider is doing a good job. And if there's opportunity to improve, you're going to explore whether you're the right one to help them accelerate their success even more in achieving, maximizing the probability of achieving all that's important to them. And if the current provider isn't the right one and you're not the right one, you promise, and this is a big promise, you promise to point them in the right direction. Let's say they don't have enough assets. So that framing is critical on the discovery meeting. So what have we done? Well, we've taken the third part, and we've got now the ideal outcome, and we're going to tell them that we're going to ask a series of questions. And the series of questions, in our case, in the coaching we teach, is to go ahead and conduct the, really have a written interview guide. In our case, we have 62 questions, and we're going to take a look and start with seven major themes, values and goals we're going to start with. And we're going to really get an understanding of what's important about money to them. What's the ideal outcome there? Why they're coming to this meeting? What do they want to achieve? And in goals, we're going to be asking them questions around what are you most proud of achieving? And where do you want, you know, to take it, you know, to really fund the lifestyle you want for the rest of your life? And we're creating a mind map, and we're drawing it out. And this is something you want to do the drawing out, because it's going to make a huge difference. Next, we want to go ahead and we want to pause as we're going through to see if we can add value. And this pause comes about because what we're looking to do is we're going to have both the values, the goals, and then I like to ask about relationships. What are the most important relationships in your life? And then prior to the discovery meeting, we've sent a letter to them asking them to bring in a whole bunch of material to make the meeting productive. I'm going to take a look at those financial elements and really take a pause to make sure that we're the right ones. And yeah, you know, typically, like if you have $1 million minimum, it's clear that they're not the right one. They'll have a complex situation, so your minimum fee isn't going to make sense. You want to, you know, be able to point that out at this time. Now let's assume that, you know, when we pause and we looked at the material, that, you know what, we're in really good shape. So then we conduct the rest of the profile. And what we're doing here is we're going to go and ask, you know, seven themes. We went values, goals, relationship. Then we're going to go into traditional financial, where all of us want to go is assets. But remember, what we're doing is we're looking for an emotional connection to understand them. So the first three themes are all emotional. What we find is that affluent individuals, they want to connect with you emotionally first and then justify engaging you with logic. So what do we have here? We've asked them values, goals, relationships, assets, liability. The questions around getting a detailed financial. Then we're going to ask them about their advisors, what ones are happy with, what they're not. Not only the investment financial type, but the accountants, the attorneys, and so on, because we're looking at the full wealth management. Then we're going to ask them about process, questions about process, because we want to manage their expectations. And lastly, we're going to ask them about what do they enjoy doing, what are they interested in when they're not working. Very, very powerful. So you're going to go ahead and complete the mind map. And then from there, what we're going to do is we're going to point out the next step. So if we assume we can add tremendous value, we're going to say, well, you know, what we've done is we've, and I like to have a laminated flow chart, and you should have this too. where you've just completed the discovery meeting, and with this information, I'm going to take it with my team of experts, and we're going to examine, you know, where you are, where you want to go, what the gaps are, where the current providers are doing, and whether we can add value. Because we limit our practice to only those people we could add huge value. And I can see, you know, and this is, again, if it's true, I can see that there's tremendous value that we can add. Now, as we do that, then what I like to do is define wealth management. And you can look in one of the earlier weekly videos. I walk through wealth management. I show you how to draw it. And because of the time allocation on these videos, I can't go into it other than to say, you know, how we define wealth management is wealth management equals investment consulting, okay, helping you make smart decisions, informed decisions about your money. Second is advanced planning. And there we're looking at four areas: mitigating income taxes, taking care of the heirs, making sure the assets are protected, are not unjustly taken, and lastly, charitable planning to the extent, you know, they told you they were charitable. And then what we do is also relationship management. I would have shown them the process of what we're doing and how I'm going to explain to them how we work with experts. Now, this is so critical. If you're going to have success, you've got to be able to show people, you know, how you're going to walk them through to get and address their key issues. Now, where we tie it all together is telling your personal story. And I'm not going to go into the personal story. We'll do that in a subsequent video. But what this is, where it's so powerful, you know, you want to stay tuned to all the weekly videos. You want to go to the website. If you missed any, you can subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher as a podcast. But you want to stay current because I'm giving you so much value that, you know, these are really what we're seeing the elite advisors just take off and accelerate their success even more. And that emotional connection, by telling them why you're so passionate about helping them with wealth management, is just so powerful. And then lastly, what we want to do, and this is where it all comes together, is, you know, you then schedule the next meeting. In our case, we call it the investment plan meeting, where we're going to take a look at first, and the number one concern they had was the investment side, and make smart decisions about their money to achieve all that's important to them or maximize that probability. That's what we're going to do here. This is such a great process, nailing that world-class client experience. If you want to, you know, really explore and kind of look with us how we take people through the discovery meeting, we have a process. Let me just play the video here real quick.
Schedule your best year ever consultation.
It's your best year ever consultation to schedule that. On the link on the side or below, depending on where you're watching this, you'll see a link that you can click on. If you have a net income of over $200,000, you have a strong foundation. We can help you, you know, take that, really nail this client experience and accelerate your success tremendously. We take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps. And a two-part meeting, even using the mind map process and giving you recommendations of three things we would do if we were in your shoes, knowing what we know, having the privilege to work with so many top financial advisors, you want to take us up on that. Go ahead and hit that link if you qualify, because your current clients and your future clients are counting on you. Now, here's a key takeaway from all this.
Key actions for results.
What I want you to do is review this video, the text alongside, put these 10 steps, whatever, you know, into your process so that you have this, because this is the most important meeting. If you want that steady stream to come to you, the first thing you got to do is nail the client experience so that they get results. Your current clients, your future clients are going to be glad you did. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.